Clinical presentation of Fabry disease includes central nervous system manifestations like ischemic stroke, often in vertebral basilar circulation, dolichoectasia of cerebral vessels, also usually in posterior circulation, white matter abnormalities, and other manifestations like TIAs and vertigo. We have peripheral nervous system manifestations, small fiber peripheral neuropathy, and those are patients with painful acroparesthesias and impaired temperature sensation. This can be first manifestation of Fabry disease, and you should think about it when you have a patient with those painful syndrome and unexplained neuropathy. And we have systemic manifestations like cardiac conduction disturbances, cardiomyopathy, renal failure, angiokeratomas, and corneal dystrophy. All these systemic manifestations are caused by accumulation of glycosphingolipids in heart, eye, and kidneys. So we have the multidisciplinary approach to these patients.